This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClellan. The legislative session wraps up today at the state capitol. To learn how this session will affect business in the state, we turn now to Journal Record editor Ted Strewley. Ted, among the bills that passed, which ones do you believe are going to have the most significant impact on business here?
Well, I think clearly the two biggest ones are going to affect the energy industry. And the bill most producers really loved was one that will allow them to drill horizontal wells up to 2 miles long in any kind of rock, not just shale. This was an amendment to a 2011 law. And there were a few marginal producers who didn't like that, but most of the industry is very happy about that one because they say it's going to allow drilling technology to kind of catch up with the times. They're not as happy, however, about the changes to the gross production taxes. Now, the official 7% rate on gross production didn't change at all, but a lot of the discounts that have been in place for quite a while did change, and that's going to raise their effective tax rate on a lot of production.
Governor Fallon, one of her big proposals was to expand sales taxes on services that aren't currently taxed in Oklahoma, but they are in other states. Now, she listed over 100 different taxes, but she was met with a lot of resistance. Was she able to get any of these taxes passed?
Not a single one. And the proposals included everything from accounting services to, you know, manicures to advertising and subscriptions. And not one of those was able to get off the ground.
Let's talk a little bit about incentives and credits. The legislature will sunset credits for the wind industry. What other incentives and credits got the axe this year?
Well, there's a lot of talk about those business incentives and tax incentives and which ones should go away. Lots of study about that. And the only one other than the wind power incentives to get hurt was the film industry. And there was a reduction in the incentives for making movies in Oklahoma. That's the only other one that the legislature addressed.
So which particular incentives were spared this session?
The two big ones that were under discussion but did not get the axe were incentives for solar power. They were spared where wind power wasn't. And the other one that was really important to the aerospace industry were some credits for hiring aerospace engineers. That was a very important incentive to them to get talent into the state. That one was also spared.
So, Ted, we've been talking about bills that have passed this session. Which significant business measures didn't pass? Which ones failed?
There was a bill that would have raised the cap and loosened the repayment terms for payday loans. It would have allowed payday lenders to act a little bit more like banks in terms of how loans are repaid and how much they can lend out. And then there was a proposal to charge a statewide rate on ad valorem taxes for oil field equipment. The thing is, it would have prevented counties from charging different rates, so would have made things a little simpler for the oil industry. But that did not get off the ground. And then one other bill that could eliminate an exemption for use tax on the sale of airplanes that could be voted on today. What that says is that they'd have to pay the use tax just like they do in most states. There are some fixed-base operators that are really opposed to that change because a lot of people come to Oklahoma to buy and sell airplanes to avoid paying that tax.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for your update on all of these bills that that could affect business here in Oklahoma. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU and at Journal Record.